Welcome to the Invest Podcast. This is episode 105, War of the Thrones. I'm Brian.
This is John.
And if you are new to the show, we talk about comics, movies, TV, all that fun stuff. And if you are listening right around when this goes up, you can find us this Sunday at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. And what booth are we in?
27.
Yeah. So we'll have cool stuff. We'll be talking. We'll probably be recording live and taking interviews
Off and on,
that kind of stuff throughout the day. But we will be there. Johnny will be milling about buying stuff.
Probably.
Hopefully he'll give me a chance to mill about and buy stuff.
Never.
Actually,
you got two last year. It's my year.
No,
now.
Did you see? Well, hold on. I paid to get in last year. Did you see all those?
I will never have to pay to get in. Well, ever.
Did you see all those Black Series Aaron posted?
Yeah.
I'm getting a Revan if he has them before they open.
Yeah.
So
probably be $40.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I want, that's one I really want and have never seen. So, all right. Well,
I have two of them.
Well, I might buy two just to open.
Well, I bought one to keep because it looks good in the pack. Right. But Amazon, it's been a few months ago, Amazon was running some kind of deal and had it for really cheap. And yeah. I was like, oh, cool. And I bought one and like it sold out a few minutes later. And I was like, I'm glad I got one.
One to have and one to play open. With.
Yep.
You got Ray for how much at Target the other day?
Was $5.
Man, I didn't see it. I totally walked right by that one.
Well, you know what was funny about it? It's a Rey without the lightsaber in it.
It's the staff with BB-8. Yeah.
Well, there's two versions of that. And one has the lightsaber with the staff and BB-8. The other one has just the staff.
Just the staff, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. It's the one with just the staff. And I was like, okay. Because I think I have the one with the lightsaber. I don't remember.
Because I meant it. Like, I would have grabbed that if I saw that. Because.
Well, have you seen the pictures of the Black Series of San Diego, the exclusive ones?
No.
Oh, they showed Luke and Rey today.
Ooh, cool.
And that Luke looks pretty cool. I mean, he's white robed and all that. So it looks pretty cool. But
with a great big bushy
they said
bear.
That they're. The ones you're seeing in the pictures will be the ones that are released in the regular Black Series.
Cool.
It's just a special, like, two-pack.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about today.
Sure.
A lot. Since last we recorded, a lot has happened in the world
of
nerds.
This week in San Diego, so we'll have a lot to talk about next week, too.
Which we'll have to see if we can have David join us, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you heard, but TV Talk's going to 5 days a week. So, David's going to be super busy.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So, I guess
he'll be too busy for little guys in Ohio.
Too big for us.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I knew him when.
So we had a couple deaths happen over the weekend.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Yeah.
One I didn't realize until you said something about it,
yeah.
And the other is kind of huge, and so we'll start with that one, and George A. Romero passed away.
Yep.
He was 77. That's sad.
Hopefully
he doesn't come back.
I think that would be kind of cool.
How crazy would that be if he dies?
He's back from the dead, and he's making movies about the living this time.
He kicks off the zombie apocalypse coming back from the dead.
He would come back, but he would do the reverse. He would make movies about the living.
So if you don't know who George A. Romero is, I'm not 100% sure why you're listening to us.
But keep listening
because we're here to teach and have a conversation. But it's really, I mean, it's sad, but I mean, he had a brief but aggressive battle with lung cancer.
He's been sick for a while, they said.
Yeah. And but I guess the lung
he
cancer.
He canceled a few
really
conventions earlier in the year. Like, not earlier in the year, but like in the last few months, he's canceled a few conventions he was going to appear at. And he didn't look healthy.
No.
So, I mean, you know.
Now, have you met him?
I never met him.
No. Dude, you don't have his autograph or anything?
I don't know if I have. I think somebody had gotten him for me, but yeah, I can't remember.
That's cool.
That's like over 500 autographs. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's true. You do have a lot.
Yep. It's one of those things where he was old. I mean, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, yeah, it sucks in that, you know, he's gone, but he leaves a pretty good legacy behind, so...
He created an entire genre of film.
Well, I mean, the zombie genre is what it is because of George Romero at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And The Walking Dead, people have him to bow to.
And I was going through stuff, and I didn't go into the article just because.
Yeah.
But it said he didn't like The Walking Dead or something.
He
like
wasn't
that,
a fan
but,
of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was curious if you
his zombie
about that.
Stuff is a different type of zombie stuff, and usually, like, you know, he was commenting on society.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, if you watch the original Night of Living Dead, it's commenting on race equality and that type of stuff. And they are, was it Dawn of the Dead's pretty much like talking about commercialism and that type of stuff. So,
right.
I mean, it's in a mall. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I've been to that mall.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Yeah. Once. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Romero was a very popular person mm-hmm. near the end of his life. So, I mean, you know, props to him for that.
Yeah.
And that's, and the coolest story I to go out there and look, you know, when you're done listening, there's a story about the first person who hired George Romero, and it was Mr. Rogers.
Oh, nice.
And it's a pretty cool story in that. So Romero actually told it in an interview.
Oh.
And that. So it was pretty cool.
Mr. Rogers.
Yep. Well, they
staple
were,
of our childhood.
You know, Pittsburgh. Yeah.
So. All right. And then the other one, which took me by surprise, even though he's, you know, 89 years old,
mm-hmm.
is Martin Landau.
Yep.
Was he sick? Because the article didn't really say
I
it. Just kind of talked
about
his accolades.
You know,
I mean, he went to just natural causes.
I'm sure he probably was just natural causes at this point. Nobody really, like, any article I've seen was just talking about him passing and, you know, that. So I'm assuming it probably was natural causes.
Like, I said something to Angel about it, and she goes, I thought he was already dead. I'm like, no, he was just
he's
in
been
something,
around.
Like, not too long ago.
Yeah, he's still been popping up and stuff over the years.
You know, I...
Now, him I did meet.
Did you?
Yeah. He was at a Dragon Con.
Yeah.
One year, and we talked about Juliet, his daughter, who played Drusilla, and that, and talked about, you know, a lot of the different stuff he did over the years,
mm-hmm.
and that. Pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember him from Ed Wood, and
see, I remember him from Space 1999.
Well, there's that. And then the original Mission Impossible TV series, which, you know,
well,
I remember
watching. Well,
I've
seen that after
reruns.
Space 1999, so I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
And then he was in he was in that Ready to Rumble movie.
Ready to Rumble.
With Scott Conn and David Arquette, Diamond Dallas Page, all those guys, Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
He was the old school wrestler who trained him up, Oliver Platt. But no, I just remembered him because he'd be like, Sal Bandini, want to wrestle? That was kind of his thing. And then he would proceed to just beat the crap out of whoever was in the room. But yeah, man, I'm going to miss Martin Landau. I really enjoyed him when he would show up in things. And, you know, same thing with Romero. I'm thankful for Romero because we got Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
You know, which is a pretty fantastic zombie movie. All right.
I mean, Romero, like, could be one of those guys I could say that did actually scare the crap out of me as a kid.
Yeah.
He directed Creepshow, and that's like one of the spookiest movies I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is pretty spooky. All right, let's move on. Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
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 Who? Anyway.
Doctor Her?
Doctor Her,
yeah.
So Jodie Whittaker will be the 13th Doctor.
Okay.
I don't watch Broadchurch. She was in like what, the second episode of Black Mirror, the one with Dr. Doom.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess she was.
And that's the only thing I've ever seen her in.
Yeah.
So I have
she's been
no
in a few things, but Broadchurch is probably the thing that I think I like when I seen her, I was like, I know her from something. And
apparently she had dark hair on Broadchurch.
Yeah.
And she has blonde hair as
pregnant.
The doctor. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
which
I bet will happen now that she's
a pregnant doctor.
Now that there's a female doctor, she's going to be pregnant.
So I don't have an opinion.
There's controversy.
There is. And I don't have an opinion about her one way or the other. Right?
Yeah.
Because she's completely unknown entity to me.
Sure.
I do have to say, I would have liked to seen that kid from Love Actually that they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Being the doctor, just because I like him.
Yeah. And it would have been kind of a funny doctor again.
Yeah.
Kind of
like slapstick,
like
goofy.
David Tennant, early Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I've been disenfranchised with the Doctor Who series for a while, even before this, you know?
Right.
I didn't like Matt Smith.
Right.
I loved Peter Capaldi's version of the Doctor.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy the episodes as a whole.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of stopped
it's
watching.
Just the curse of the second.
Yeah.
Writer, the second.
Yeah. Stephen Moffat.
Yeah.
So.
And this is Chris Chibnall, I think.
Who
is
does Broadchurch.
Over. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, again, I don't watch Broadchurch.
Well, and he wrote
so
a lot of Doctor Who episodes.
For Moffat?
For both, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he wrote at least a handful of each for both, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I'm not, like I said, I'm not super psyched. I don't know if this is, like, going to get me to be excited about watching it.
The one thing
the
that
BBC
I keep
app, but
saying is people talking about how people are just complaining because it's a female.
Yeah.
But my thing is people complained because they wanted a female, but now it seems like it's the equal amount of people who are like, why is there a female?
Right.
My whole thing is I don't remember ever in any of the current Doctor Who, which has ties to the original Doctor Who,
right,
but this one has its own mythology.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them ever mentioning a doctor or a Time Lord switching from one sex to the other sex.
So
I'm like, there better be a really good explanation.
I saw someone trying to justify it because it happened in one of the books. But the books aren't considered canon.
No, the radio plays that they do are considered canon in a way.
But then
in
I
a
guess
way, but they're not like
the master changed.
Well, yeah, and that's where I knew that they were going to do it because the master.
Right.
But then, like, you know, I haven't watched this whole season. Like, I've watched part of this season. I haven't finished. But John Stem's master came back too.
Okay.
So at some point, there's two masters at the end of this current season with Capaldi. And that's where the whole change will start, is at the end of that. You know, it has already started, and it's going to, the Christmas special, because the Christmas special seems to be where the Doctor changes now.
Well, right.
Is where Capaldi will turn into Whittaker.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, that's fine, whatever. You know.
I hope that's not, like, her Doctor getup, though.
Everybody's saying that, too. It's like, you know, what's her thing? What's her bow tie? What's her
right
fez? What's her,
like, I like that jacket that Capaldi
trench
wore.
Trench coat, yeah.
I really liked, I mean, I liked, obviously, Tennant is, you know, I liked his look. I liked Christopher Eccleston's look with the leather jacket.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the Dr. Cox too tight t-shirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
I just, yeah, I'm, it didn't, it
well,
didn't
in
piss
my,
me off,
my thing,
but
I was
it didn't
making,
excite
like,
me
you know,
or
sarcastic comments to the girlfriend when, you know, I told her about it. I said, so does that mean we're going to have a male companion now and he's going to fall in love with her and all that stuff? But I'm like, you know, they just introduced a new companion this year. And I'm like, is she going to stick around?
Well,
and if so, she's a lesbian.
She's gay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, will she fall in love with the new doctor? And it's like, this is just the same. We don't need that.
No.
Companions never, like, companions in the old doctor didn't fall for the doctor.
No.
I think that's why I liked Amy Pond, is because Amy Pond had a husband.
And Donna. Donna Noble.
Well, yeah, and Donna was his best friend.
Donna,
I mean,
was my favorite companion.
Yeah.
The current
Donna
crop.
Was like,
and then Martha.
Yeah.
Martha Jones was great.
Yeah. But she was she kind of fell
kinda,
for him,
yeah,
too.
But
yeah.
She kind of not really, but
and then
yeah,
she
I
married
know what you're
Mickey.
Saying. Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey the idiot.
Yeah.
yeah. So, again, like
it's,
I said,
for me, I don't care either way because I'll watch it just to see. But, you know, it's like watching all of them, the new ones, just to see, like, if it's going to be a train wreck or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Matt Smith got me out of it. And, you know,
Capaldi got a lot of people out of it because he was an older doctor, and that's why they've cast a younger.
Well, and they wanted, when they cast him, they were howling for Hayley Atwell and that kind of stuff. But
I mean, it's one of those things where they've cast younger again, but it's like you've cast a female younger. It's like your main audience when Tennant and Smith were there was a female based younger audience. And it's like,
so do you think girls are not going to want to watch a girl?
I don't know. That's what I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, because there is the whole thing where, like, all girls hate other girls. So,
well, I mean,
I don't know,
the thing where, you know, we've already seen this before. It happened with Starbuck and
yeah, but here's the difference, right? Is Ronald D. Moore was a fantastic is a fantastic writer. He's a fantastic storyteller, and he created a well thought out universe.
Right.
Like, it feels like fan service in a way.
That's exactly what I was saying. Because there was that demand for a female doctor. It's like, you know what? I demand a doctor with two heads. He's got two hearts. Why can't he have two heads?
When's the ginger doctor going to show up, right?
When's the black doctor going to show up?
So, I
would have loved to see that controversy too, because it's like, you know, because this is it's controversy, and it's like, you know, you don't have to defend it, because when you defend it, you're just making it worse.
Right.
And that just let it blow over, because it's like, if they like the universe of Doctor Who, they will watch it. Sure. If they were just watching it for Capaldi or Smith or Tennant, let him go away.
Right.
Let him go away. Because obviously BBC is still producing the show, and they don't seem to care too much about, you know, what's going on with controversy.
Right.
So we'll see. She's a good actress. I mean, I've watched Broadchurch. She was on the first two seasons, and she did really well.
Okay.
I was telling you to watch Attack the Block, because she's in that with John Boyega and the guy that plays Firestorm on Legends of...
Yeah, Jax.
Yeah, Jax. That's so, it.
Not Victor.
I can't remember the actor's name. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is he British?
Yes, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got one of the best American accents for a British actor.
It slips sometimes, though.
Does it? I'll notice it now. So.
Yeah, there's been a few times where I went, ooh.
It's like Charlie Hunnam's accent every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
So, you know who doesn't is, and I hate to give him props, but Hugh Jackman.
Oh, well, the Australian accent?
Yeah. Well, his American accent doesn't, it doesn't slip in very much, if ever. So, all right. It is what it is. We will see. I don't know.
I'll watch it. I mean,
I'll check it out. Yeah. Like, I'll watch the Christmas special, because I always watch the Christmas specials.
But she's only going to be in it for the last minute of the episode.
I'll watch the Christmas special.
I'm just saying, it's like everybody's going to be like, I'm going to watch a Christmas special to see how she is. And it's like, it's just going to be one doctor throwing his head back and the other bringing it up and being like, oh, what am I? And touching and being
like, I have
boobies. Exactly. It's going to be that scene where it's going to be.
Instead of yellow light, is it going to be like pink?
I don't know.
Are they going to like feminize it a little bit? I don't know. So.
I think that'll be what the joke is. She'll grab her chest and be like, wait a minute. I'm a female this time?
She's missing
and then
something.
she'll grab her hair again and look at me. At least I'm not ginger.
Still not ginger.
Yeah, still not ginger.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about D23.
Yeah.
Because, wow, did Disney just... There's no need for Disney or Marvel or Star Wars do anything at Comic-Con at this point.
Well, that's with the point of that. Yeah.
You know?
Even on the off years of D23, they don't have to do anything, because they do like a smaller D23 in Florida. And they still announce, you know, stuff.
Right.
They announced a lot of stuff.
So Marvel.
They showed a lot of stuff.
They showed a trailer for Infinity War.
Did they?
Apparently. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. We
haven't seen that. And, you know, I kind of wonder what the reason for that is, right? Why aren't they showing it?
Because I don't think they really had one.
You think people are just making it up?
I think that people were given some kind of paper that just... The people who are the journalists were given a paper that said, this is what you put down.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just like...
That's a huge conspiracy theory right there.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's like, why is it that Lucasfilm can show a sizzler and Marvel can't? Because... If they don't have the special effects done, they still could show a behind-the-scenes thing like Lucasfilm does. I mean, and it's one of those things where, why are you trying to be all secretive about it? Because we know who's in it. Yeah. We obviously know the Black Order's in it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, watch for some of those first appearances to shoot up this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that. But
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. So.
Check your books. Okay. See if you got any.
I don't.
That was during the Infinity.
I did, but I don't anymore. Yeah. So,
you got rid of that stuff?
I didn't get rid of any of it.
No. The Black Order was only like the last few years.
Oh, then
they're not.
Oh, maybe I do.
Yeah, they might be in some of your Infinity books.
I'll have to go check.
Which they look cool, and they look similar to their comic book and counterparts.
So my concern with the Black Order, right?
Yeah.
Is I feel like a lot of the Marvel Cinematic Universe characters are really underpowered.
Besides Thor and Hulk,
yeah.
Who are their nuclear bombs?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but
well,
still,
they are their nuclear bombs.
But so I'm interested to see how they're going to level up, you know, Vision and Scarlet Witch.
He might be on the level just because of the gem.
Well, right. And you know, like Angel was making a really good point too. She's like, well, those characters are new. They're still learning their way.
Yeah,
but
right.
Like even Spider-Man's underpowered.
Which they did say he will have the spider sense.
I saw that. Yeah. Like, I feel like the only character who's like quote unquote overpowered is Tony Stark.
With his army of Iron Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay.
Well, he'll be the first one they take out then. Yeah. It's Thanos. He's a he's a warlord.
Oh,
he's gonna he knows his targets.
So I'm looking forward to Brolin.
I didn't even read what and you know I'm like yeah. I think it's BS that they didn't show the video, but I'm like I didn't read any of what they said what happened in it and that. So, I'm just like until I see the video, I don't want to be hyped up because I'm like it kind of sounded like a BS line to me.
I saw that Captain America had a beard and I was like, okay, well if they're not going to show me Captain America with a beard, I don't want to read about Captain.
Well, and then
America
they're like, you know, he's not Captain America because he doesn't
have
a
nomad.
Country. Yeah, that's what I said. He's either the Captain, which I think is what they'll just call him, is
the Captain. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Him and the Doctor will team
Captain,
up. And
Captain Steve. Is he going to be omnisexual now?
Captain hitting, Rogers?
He's hitting on everyone.
No, he's going to be Captain Buck Rogers.
Hello, Tommy.
Buck Rogers was frozen on ice, too. Holy crap.
Dun, dun, dun. And his name was Buck for Bucky.
Yeah, but his real name was like William.
Steven.
William Rogers.
Steven Bucky Rogers.
Yeah.
So,
Now we know where Stan came up with that. No, that wasn't Stan.
No, that was Jack. No. Was it Kirby?
Yeah, it was Kirby. And,
yeah, and Kirby and the other guy. Joe something.
Joe Simon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
God, it's sad that we don't know that off the top of our heads.
I do like, think about it. Like, hey, Joe Simon.
The first look at Thanos was pretty cool. He looks pretty awesome.
The glove.
The glove looks great.
With Josh Brolin holding above his head.
So, all right. Seeing Josh Brolin walking around all jacked up with Cable hair.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for him as Cable.
Yeah. I think like, he'll be fine.
Not
as
that
Cable.
I wasn't excited as Cable for him as Cable, but like now it's like, all right, I see it. I'm down. I'm good to go.
You know there's going to be some kind of Thanos joke in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Like he'll be like, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Yeah.
So
your voice is familiar.
Shouldn't you have a glove on?
At some point, Deadpool's going to have to say, okay, Brad.
Bran.
No, it was a Bran?
Goonies, yeah. Brandon. Yeah. He was Brandon.
Okay. I thought it was Brad.
No, Bran. They called him Bran, like Bran Stark.
Yeah.
So, all right, Star Wars at D23. We already talked about that sizzle reel with the behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
They could do this for every single movie, right? As like,
what, like
just
in the
between the
reels?
First trailer and the second trailer, and I'm down for it.
Like,
when they did the Force Awakens one, last or 2 years ago, I fell in love. Like, it's like as soon as I saw that, I knew I was ready for that movie.
The Rogue One one actually was better than any of the trailers,
right? Well, yeah,
because it actually showed stuff that was happening in the movie and not stuff that was supposed to happen in the movie,
right? Correct, and then this one just looks great. I mean.
Yeah,
Rian Johnson seems to be building a whole different kind of Star Wars.
Like,
universe.
I want to see that her running with the lightsaber and stuff. I'm like, this is kind of like, you know, as much as people pan on George Lucas's second trilogy, I'm like, the coolest parts were seeing the Jedi in action.
Yep.
And I'm like, whatever she is, obviously she's not going to be a Jedi.
Yeah.
But whatever she is, it's like I want to see some lightsaber battles.
So
and then showing all the stunt stuff with her getting attacked and Kylo the same thing, and it's like, okay, lots of aliens.
Yep,
lots.
Which
of aliens.
Is something that we've been sorely missing.
Curse
in the live
you!
Action
that's
going to
be a lot of action figures.
Curse you! Thank you. Yeah. Either way,
Benicio del Toro. You actually got to see him.
They confirmed he is not Ezra Bridger.
No, they confirmed that his DJ is not Ezra Bridger. Someone had questioned the DJ, like, in his club, like, looks like Ezra Bridger older.
Yeah.
And they said, no, that's so, not. That's...
If he's Ezra Bridger, I'm going to be so happy.
What, Benicio?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. She looked really good. Yeah. I'm interested to see how she does in the Star Wars universe, right? Because, like, sometimes I love Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Like Jurassic Park. And sometimes it's like, stop talking, Laura Dern, because she doesn't always disappear into the character.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of times where it's like, that's Laura Dern. Okay. Not that's. But I will say this. Big Little Lies. Did you watch that one on HBO?
No.
The 6-episode limited series from the fall or this past spring?
No.
She is awesome in that.
Okay.
All 5 of those ladies. Zoe Kravitz, Laura Dern. Shailene Woodley, Nicole Kidman, and Reese Witherspoon.
Is it just an anthology show?
No, it's like a sleepy little town with its secrets and stuff. Well, not sleepy little town. It's Berkeley or not Berkeley.
That's
Monterey.
A sleepy little town.
It's Monterey, California, and all its secrets and stuff. Adam Scott's in it, which is great.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's you have HBO now. You can watch it. 6 episodes. It's like it was really good, and I equate it back to, like, the night of.
Now, did she... They were obviously doing this before the Star Wars movie, so was her hair just normal color?
It was blonde, yeah.
Okay, because it's purple.
It is, yeah. So,
and I'm like, but, that's interesting.
But, yeah, with Big Little Lies, though, it was, like, just like the night of. It's going to be my favorite thing on HBO that I forgot I watched this
year.
You know, like, it was good, but it won't be, like, Game of Thrones or...
Sure, yeah.
Silicon Valley or whatever, but... No, it was really exciting to see all of that.
Yeah, I was really just happy to see, like, the aliens, like, lots of aliens. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because I don't think we got enough of that in Force Awakens.
Right.
And I think that's because they were just trying to put the story together really fast.
Yeah.
It's like, now we get to tell the story. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why Empire Strikes Back is the better one of all of that
trilogy.
Probably
the most complete film.
Yeah, because you got to tell a complete story and it wasn't a bunch of universe building because we already know what's going on now. And, you know, Kylo looks cool with the scar.
Yeah.
And that.
Even though
they
moved it.
Yeah, well.
Did you hear Rian Johnson talking about that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they moved it because aesthetically where it was, he didn't like. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to move it a little bit.
Yeah, you know, whatever happens in a Bantha tank happens in a Bantha tank.
Exactly. So. Yeah. What happens in a Bantha tank stays scarred somewhere on your face.
You're gonna get scarred somewhere on your face. That's all I got to say about it.
But no, you're like, so I really liked Looper.
That's right. I forgot he directed Looper.
And
yeah,
so like for me, I'm giving him a tremendous amount of leeway.
Right.
Probably more so than I gave Jar Jar Abrams.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
why is he Jar Jar Abrams?
J.J. Abrams. Sorry. Because I never forgave him for what happened with Cloverfield.
Oh, okay. He didn't direct Cloverfield.
Yeah, but he was directly involved with it.
Matt Reeves directed Cloverfield.
Yeah, but Matt Reeves has directed the Planet of the Apes movies, and they're awesome. And I blame JJ.
Okay.
I
didn't have a problem with Cloverfield. Really didn't.
Yeah. All right. So I'm excited.
It was what it was.
But. I've never gotten vertigo in a movie before.
Well, and
I've never
that was the
sick.
Thing is people I went to see it with did too. But the thing that movie was what was going on. The fad at the time was vlogging and all that and carrying video cameras around, which is still a thing, but it's not as much.
I'd
now
argue
as
it's bigger now than it was back
then.
Well,
it's bigger now in the sense that.
But they all
not,
know how to hold a
look at that weirdo with the camera.
They all know how to hold a camera steady.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I mean. If you want to blame anybody, blame T.J. Miller.
Yeah.
He carried the camera.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. T.J. was the one that had the camera most of the movie.
So that wasn't a professional cameraman holding
it? I'm pretty sure it was T.J. carrying that camera.
Man, T.J. and I have to have words.
I think scenes where the military was involved and it was like you had to have a little bit steadier shot was probably Matt Reeves, like, you know, telling a guy to hold a camera. But I'm willing to bet a lot of that stuff in the subway was probably T.J. Miller carrying the camera.
Okay. All right, so back to Star Wars.
He's killed him.
Star Wars Land has a name.
Galaxy's Edge?
Galaxy's Edge.
Did you hear about the Did you read about
the hotel?
The hotel where they're going to put you in a story?
Yeah.
So now role play cosplay is going to become a real thing.
I so want to go do that.
You don't even like that park.
Is that just in Florida?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah, they're building that because they have enough property in Florida to build. They don't have enough property to build anything in Anaheim.
That's true. They can tear something down.
What would they tear down?
Downtown Disney. They don't.
No, they're not tearing down Downtown Disney. Trust me, the rent they're making off of everybody a place in Downtown Disney pays for the park.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It might get me to actually go to Florida.
I would say that would be worth it. And it's one of those things where we've discussed it because we pretty much are Disney World fans at this point, to the point that we have talked about going every year.
Right.
And I told her, I said, even if we don't go in 2019 when it opens, I said, I'm going to fly down for at least 2 days.
Oh.
I said, to walk around and see stuff. I said, obviously it'll be crowded. I said, but it'll still be something to see.
Yeah. Get into random lightsaber battles with people.
Sure. And, yeah. I mean, I'm going to shoot first, whatever happens.
Heck yeah.
But I'm like, it's just something that for a Star Wars fan, especially one that's been a Star Wars fan since he was a little kid, mm-hmm. it's something you have to see. So
yeah, no, I agree.
There's no waiting on that one.
No. The three of us in this house, mm-hmm. well, that'll be what gets me down there. So
we're going to move to Florida anyways.
You keep saying that, but
maybe one of these days
we'll see. All right.
Planet
Sorry,
we're still on the D23 thing.
My bad.
They did announce
there was a ton of stuff.
Toy Story Land will open next summer.
Cool.
Which is cool. I want to ride the Slinky Dog coaster. So they announced a Tron coaster will be opening at Tomorrowland in Disney World.
You said it's like the one in Tokyo Disney, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, it'll be the same. You're riding the light cycles.
The light cycle.
The one from Tron Legacy, obviously. But it is going to be built right behind Space Mountain, which a lot of people were like thinking they were going to tear down the Tomorrowland Speedway. And I was like, no, there's enough property right behind. I'm like, I'm not an Imagineer, but I imagine this is where they're going to build it.
But you Imagineer it could build it there.
I Imagineered it without being an Imagineer. And I'm like, then I seen the pictures. As soon as I seen the first rendering they did.
Right.
I'm like, I was right.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm like, maybe I should be an Imagineer.
You should.
Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. And then, obviously the movie announcements and showing, they did more. I mean, they announced
live action Mulan. So
Lion King, Dumbo.
Yeah.
Dumbo's directed by Tim Burton.
Okay.
Lion King by Jon Favreau.
Right.
Yeah.
And who's doing Mulan?
Who's doing Mulan. And then they announced that Will Smith's going to play the genie in Aladdin.
And the pink Power Ranger, Naomi Scott, is Jasmine. And then I don't know who that kid is that's playing Aladdin, but I'm glad they found not a person, not a big name.
Yeah. I was like, when I read that Will Smith was playing the genie, I'm like, that's kind of genius.
I wonder if he'll rap instead of sing.
Yeah, maybe.
So.
Maybe. He can just sing too. Yeah.
So, but they said it's gonna be a musical.
Oh well.
So
I'm sure it'll be like Beauty and the Beast was, where it'll have elements of the original movie mm-hmm. and elements of the Broadway play, because the Broadway play has a few new songs in it. So, and
I still haven't seen Beauty and the Beast.
The live action?
Yeah, live action. So
it's decent.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, exciting. You can just go on to Disney's website. They actually have a link for D23, so you can see all the cool stuff. And
you can go to StarWars.com.
Lots of pictures.
Cool Star Wars
YouTube,
stuff.
I'm sure you can just do a D23 search and find lots of cool
videos. I think Collider
videos.
Has a whole thing of those.
Was Collider there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Was David there?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's going to Comic-Con.
Oh.
He's leaving probably tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
As of recording, not.
I was just gonna say, it's like for them, I would think with it being in Anaheim, it's like everybody would have been there.
Maybe he went. I don't know. Yeah. So
I would have went for a day if I was around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the YouTube bloggers I watched was there all 3 days, and it was pretty cool to see the stuff he was seeing. He ran into Leonard Maltin.
All right.
Yeah, it was like, oh wow, cool.
I want to run into the animatronic Abraham Lincoln.
somebody have one of those on their table.
All righty. War.
Yeah?
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Sure.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Rank him.
Rank it with what?
Like, of the three. Like, the current trilogy.
Second?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I go reverse order. 3, 2, 1.
Like, what this was mean, my like favorite war, one. War, and then Dawn, yeah. And then Rise. And Rise. I like Rise. Rise is probably my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, like, it's like saying, hey, pick out, like, a really good piece of pizza. Like, it's all, like, they're all, like, you know, it's all 1 A, B, and right. C. You know, so, I love the Planet of the Apes franchise just in general. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, you know, if you're ranking all of them, I'd have to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, let's.
Like, Mark Wahlberg's Planet of the Apes is number one.
Number one. And mainly because of Mark Wahlberg.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
I was going to say Estella Warren.
I was going to say Estella Warren as well. But
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, he was a great gorilla.
Man, he was.
This was such a good movie. It looked great. Woody Harrelson was the right kind of crazy. He had just minor spoilery things. He had the right things happen to him for the kind of person that he was.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis has created a whole new genre of acting.
Yeah.
You know, it's his facial movements, it's his voice, it's him moving around.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's just a different skin on him.
Well, and it's, you know, it's the thing that at this point, because of him playing Golem, mm-hmm. and that he's teaching these other actors. Oh, yeah. Like,
Steve Zahn?
You know, yeah.
Bad Ape?
Well, and Steve Zahn, if you do have the HBO Now app, there
which
is
I did not watch that yet because...
Okay, that would have been okay to watch. There's another one on there that's spoilery.
Oh, okay.
But there's that one where it was just him talking about it and then them interviewing Matt Reeves, mm-hmm. and they interviewed Andy Serkis and they interviewed Woody Harrelson. And it was like these sequences... And they showed stuff that you had already seen, really. Right? And that, but he was like, you know, just so like happy that he was like, I'm honored to be part of this cast. He goes, mm-hmm. it was wonderful to work with Andy Serkis. He taught me a lot about that. So, yeah, he was like, you know, really good.
Yeah. I love Steve Zahn. Like, if he's in a movie, I get excited about it.
And yeah, I mean, everybody in that, you know, all the actors mm-hmm. and the, you know, visual effects people did a bang up job. They have for the last two. I mean, you know, it's not like this one's like any better. It's just they keep doing good.
Mm-hmm. They take all the stuff that's good, right?
Yeah.
And build on it.
Oh yeah.
It's not like too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
For a 2-hour and 22-minute runtime of a movie, it felt like it ran pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I looked at my watch at one point. I was like, oh my god, there's only like 20 minutes left. And like you saw how the story was going to end.
It still hasn't crashed on the planet.
No. So are they going to do more of these?
I don't know.
Because I'll be honest, I'm okay if they end here.
And just continue. I mean, they set it up where this could be the conclusion.
Right.
And that Charlton Heston's Planet of the Apes, Rod Serling's Planet of the Apes, is the continuation.
Right. So I'm okay if
they set that
the
up
case,
throughout the trilogy, really.
But I'm also okay if they do like one more like bridge movie.
I don't see how.
Well, I don't feel like enough of the apes talked, right? And maybe it's because they just didn't want to. They like doing the sign language because Maurice could talk.
Right.
But like,
well, it was the whole thing where, and I think Bad Ape was the one that pointed it out. Because they asked him how he learned how to talk, and he's like, I listened.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're smart enough now that they can talk.
I also think it would be interesting to see a movie where they go about gathering the apes from the other parts of the country or world.
Yeah.
You know, and I always thought it was weird that it was just that one area on Planet of the Apes that was ape.
Oh, the near New York City.
Right.
Because
that's where they have to end up, right?
I don't think you have to end up like that in this movie.
Right, right, right.
And that because it's like, you know, if they remade Planet of the Apes, And you
but
know,
I don't want that.
Well, no, I don't want that either. I mean, because Planet of the Apes is a really good movie. If they remade it and, you know, it was, it went along the same sequences as the original, mm-hmm. you know, with unique twists and that. At the end, the Taylor character would have to be riding along the beach and come along and see Golden Gate.
Right.
Instead of, yeah. because they're in that area of the country. And I'm like, yeah, you still could do that. Mm-hmm. And that. But, I mean, there was no nuclear war or anything like
well,
that.
Well, and so, but there's still enough military left where that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I felt like it was a great last chapter to the trilogy, but there's just enough room in that door open to do one more
bridge. They left room open for a story with Cornelius
mm-hmm.
and Nova.
Yeah.
Where, you know... Yeah, you could do another trilogy with those characters older.
Right.
And develop that into a story.
Bring Estella Warren back.
And well, you know. No, not now. Not now.
Anyway.
She's had some run-ins with the law. Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
No,
but I'm like, that girl was good.
Yeah. Oh, she was great.
And that was her first movie?
And at first I was like, why do they have a little girl in here?
Yeah.
Right? Why a kid? I was like, oh, God, another movie with a kid for no reason. But she wasn't there for no reason. But she also wasn't there.
She was like the MacGuffin that made you go, this is linked to the original Planets of the Apes.
Helped explain everything about Taylor's future where he lands.
Yeah.
And, you know, to understand how, you know, and a little spoilery here, how the simian flu mutated. For the people who were immune to it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
It was so, I mean, like, I'd rather die.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And I think that with them explaining that, how it's affecting humans, the simian flu also affects the apes and makes them more intelligent to the mm-hmm. point that in the next one you would see them all speaking.
Right. So that, and I would like, I
the
just
things
wanna
that
see...
are different, like different from the original mm-hmm. five. And to this one,
right.
is that Caesar didn't write laws.
Right.
He said laws, but mm-hmm. he didn't write them down. And in the original five, he had written the mm-hmm. laws and, you know, all that type of stuff.
But, yeah.
But I mean, and they changed some of it because ape killed ape in this one and, you know, or in the previous one.
Right.
And that, which,
the,
you know,
the use of, is it Koba? Korba? Koba.
Koba.
From that one to this one.
Yeah, and a cool thing with this, and you know...
Did you know Judy Greer was Caesar's wife? Yeah. I did not know that until the credits.
Yeah. Well, I watch all the behind-the-scenes stuff when I get these movies. So,
well,
you know, and Planet of the Apes is one of my mm-hmm. beloved...
Oh, me too.
...things, so I watch all the behind-the-scenes stuff. The thing that, like... What was it? You don't have to see the other two.
Right.
Because at the beginning of this one, they tell you
the rise, the dawn, the war. That was so
I was
well
like,
done.
Man, that was really like...
I mean, this is truly... It's truly a standalone film.
Because my mom said something about going to see this. Yeah. And I was like, have you seen any of the other ones? She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, I'll see if I have the DVDs. And now I'm like, you don't have to.
No. It was a...
Excuse me.
Matt Reeves put together an excellent, excellent movie.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see his take on Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Yep. All right.
It'll be all shaky cam and have TJ Miller running around with a camera.
Oh, God, I hope not.
He'll be playing Robin.
So
TJ Miller's going to be Robin.
How many damn dirty eight paws do you give this?
I don't know.
Out of five.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say this whole trilogy is a, you know, a 10.
So I watched the first two last week before I went. It wasn't like Fast and Furious where I watched 7 and then went and watched 8 that afternoon.
Okay. Yeah.
But I watched them a few days before and this is a great trilogy.
Yeah.
It's very respectful of the original series of films and it adds to the mythology.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas the Tim Burton one did not.
The Tim Burton one was just a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
It's just a popcorn
movie.
And
I enjoy watching
it. It's not a bad movie.
No,
I mean,
it gets a bad rap, but
yeah.
You know, it's like
Well, it's like the second Star Wars trilogy gets a bad rap. it's not all bad.
Right.
It's not all bad.
There's good stuff there.
There's fun stuff in there that, like, you know, like I said, Michael Clark Duncan as a giant ape is like one of the best things I've ever seen in a movie.
Extremely
the makeup
racist.
In that movie is like beautiful.
Oh, the special effects are great. Yeah. That is, you know, I think that's kind of look and feel is Tim Burton at his visual best.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not overboard.
Right. And I mean, it wasn't like an overboard story either. I mean,
yeah.
Tim Roth, like as Thade, is like one of the best villains in a movie ever.
Tim Roth is just
that. So, you know, it's like, yeah, it's definitely one of those ones where I'm like, yeah, watch it. You know, you don't have to worry about it tying to anything. It doesn't tie to anything.
Right.
It has an awesome ending. That I wish they would have explained, but, you know.
It does have a really good ending.
I mean, you know, like you said, they could do another one. They could do another trilogy, or they could just leave it alone.
Exactly. So, which I think is how you want a franchise to be, right?
Yeah.
It could be, okay, it's wrapped up, it's done, but if we had something cool enough to come back to this.
Andy Serkis can come back as Cornelius.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So.
It's a different character,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with Snoke.
Yeah.
In The Last Jedi.
So with this, though, I was really interested to see what was going to drive Cornelius to war. Or not Cornelius, Caesar to war. And what happened was heartbreaking. And he still fought about whether he wanted to do this or not.
Yeah. It showed that the character was a three-dimensional character,
mm-hmm.
that he had doubts and, you know, he still was angry and that, but he literally had doubts about if he was doing the right thing.
The entire time.
Yeah, the entire time. And I think, like, you know, when he discovers what he discovers in the movie, mm-hmm. it's like you see that realization that I shouldn't have done what I did.
Right. Well, in this movie had stakes. It had consequences.
Oh, yeah.
It just, you know, it wasn't one of these, you know, and I love
it. It had a lot of stupid humans in it.
Yes, a lot of stupid humans. I love the Marvel movies, right?
Yeah.
But there are no stakes in those movies. Hopefully Infinity Wars will change that.
Yeah, no but real
like,
stakes.
Nobody dies. Nobody, you know, like killing War Machine would have been a really good thing to happen in Civil War.
Yeah.
Like, they killed Coulson in Avengers, but then bring him back almost immediately the next fall.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, but, and it's not a bad thing either. But at the same time, you know that death means nothing in the universe. So
the same in the comic books.
Well,
yeah,
true. But yeah, okay. Let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Oh, I give it 5. I think I said that, but
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So season 7 kicked off.
How many 8 Pauls do you give the first episode of Game of Thrones?
27,000 out of 5. Hold on.
3.
And I'll explain why. But so did you see how many people watched this?
It crashed the site. I've seen that.
Did it crash it?
Yeah.
Mine didn't.
Mine had a lag.
Oh, really?
At times, like, you could see, like, visually something happened.
Because I started right at 9.
Yeah.
So.
They said it crashed the site.
Interesting. But I have a really good internet. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, all right. So I understand, like, there's 13 episodes left.
Uh-huh.
And starting with an epilogue seems like the wrong thing to do.
You're talking about the fray?
Well, no, I'm just talking about the entirety of this episode is the, or not epilogue, is the prologue.
Prologue, okay.
For what's finishing here, right?
Right.
The fray thing? So I saw some people saying they should have ended with that.
No, that's the best part of the episode.
And in saving
but
that
it should have been
end,
at the beginning.
But they had to do it at the beginning because then you don't have the thing where she's planning the murder of 7 Lannister men.
Yeah.
You know, who they're all gonna die.
Everybody's gonna die.
Well, Valar Morghulis.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, that cold open.
Yeah.
Was so awesome.
Yeah.
And David
Bradley.
Bradley, who's going to be at our Cincinnati Comic Expo. I might pay to get a picture with him after seeing him do that. Because
do you want him to lick your face?
No. That was an Eve Miles thing.
I'm sure he would.
So I'm sure he would too. Anyway, but watching him play
go
Walder
up and
Frey
be like,
as Arya Stark playing
like,
Walder Frey.
Mr. Bradley, yeah. Mr. Bradley, could Mr. you Bradley. Play Arya Stark and lick my face?
He'd have to take the face off, though, and be Maisie Williams. So, I mean, you knew exactly. Well, at first, did you think, okay, that's Arya? Or were you like, is this a flashback?
Knew,
like,
I knew it was.
Because I was like, okay.
Walder Frey's a little too happy right now.
He's smiling. That's Arya.
He's standing up.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. He's standing up. So, when have we seen Walder Frey actually standing up?
But then
as soon as they start spoilers.
Yeah.
As soon as they start passing the drinks around, I'm like, they're all going to die.
Well, and I loved when she said, you know, who would have thought old Walder would have had another feast within a fortnight?
Yeah.
It's like, how none of them were tipped off.
Broadly saying, you're
all going to die.
You're all about to die.
So,
nobody said, where's Walder's sons at?
That was a stroke of genius.
Yeah.
You know, and it also still showed some of Arya's humanity, what little she had left. With the wife, and she's like, the girl.
Yeah.
You don't want to drink that, silly girl.
Yeah.
Because she did need someone to turn around and say.
Sure.
But man, that, you know, the North remembers, winter's here.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, that just that little speech was like, it had, you know, goosebumps. Because she
probably was the best part of that episode. Mm-hmm. And even when she runs into the Lannister soldiers.
The thing with that, right?
Yeah.
So apparently Maisie Williams has a huge crush on Ed Sheeran.
Oh, okay.
And they've been trying for years to surprise her with him being on the show.
Oh, so she didn't know.
Now, that would kind of make sense because when she rides up, they did not say one way or the other if she knew or not,
yeah.
But I suspect she didn't.
Well, if you watch her reaction when she rides up, it's kind of like, you know, because
she's
singing?
Not that good of an actress.
Yeah, and it was just one of those things where you see that glint in her eye type thing, like, you know, who's this? And it's like, then she sees him and there's like a smile on her face. And it's like, wait a minute, why is she smiling? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
She's smiling because she's going to kill lots of women.
Kill Ed Sheeran.
But, so.
No, she had that. That's the thing. No. She had the best line in the episode because I'm going to go kill the queen.
Yeah.
And they all start laughing. Well, and I'm like,
I love the pause there.
Yeah.
And then
wait a minute,
you're just a dumb little girl.
Yeah.
You know, and she's not. Like,
well, yeah, she's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
So it looks like from the preview, she runs into Nymeria.
Okay.
Which is one of two dire wolves left. Now, you didn't read the books, did you?
I know what Nymeria was doing in the books.
Okay.
The thing I went and looked at was the wolves, what their stories were afterwards.
So, in the books, she has wolf dreams every night.
Yeah.
John has wolf dreams every night. Bran has wolf dreams every night. Well, not after Summer dies.
Right.
But, you know, and he's gone well beyond wolf dreams.
Right.
But,
he's the three-eyed raven.
So, Nymeria has been running through the Riverlands.
Sure, yeah.
For years at this point.
With a pack.
A super pack.
Yeah.
And not the kind that gives the government money to screw over Americans,
right.
But a super pack of wolves that
screws over a lot of Lannisters
are going to, well, right.
Yeah.
And like the whole Lady Stoneheart thing.
Right.
So I think Arya is going to adopt some of the Lady Stoneheart thing.
Oh, okay.
Because I think she's going to go through the Riverlands killing Freys and Lannisters.
Sure.
I also think there's
can't be many Freys left.
Well, no. Well, all the ones that mattered were
right
at the Twins. But I think at some point she is going to have to go north.
I think they're all going to converge somewhere.
Do you think
in the
they're all coming south?
Yeah.
Because there's scenes where Jon is at Dragonstone in the previews.
Yeah.
Not the next preview, but
he's
going to
eventually like find out about the Dragon Queen and
Well, when his raven
they
from
need
Sam
allies
gets there.
Yeah.
Now I did like the little twist that they put on our families have been allies for centuries.
Yeah.
With the Umbers and the Karstarks.
Yeah.
Like people thought that was like Gendry or, you know, someone else was going to show up.
Right.
And, there's in one of the previews, it showed like the guys were in a circle in the north and there's a guy holding like a warhammer that looks like the one that Robert carried. And,
right.
You know, they're like, oh, that's Gendry.
Okay.
But who knows? Right.
Yeah.
If Gendry never comes back, I'm fine. If he comes back, awesome. But
right.
If he never comes back, I'm okay with that. But no, the stuff in the north was interesting. It's setting a stage. Sansa's remarks to Littlefinger when she's like, you've done enough.
Well, and then when he's walking away and she's like, I know what he wants.
But I liked when she was like, yeah, say something smart or whatever to him. It was like, man, she's come a long way. She's a viable player for the throne.
Sure.
Where do you think she wants the Iron Throne?
No.
I don't either.
She just wants the Throne of the North.
You think that's what she wants?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She pretty much laid it out.
So how is she going to react when she finds out Jon's half Targaryen?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
If they reveal it.
I don't think they'll reveal it this season. I think Bran will tell Jon in the last episode of this season.
I thought of a different way that could go that would be cooler is because Sam is in the Maester's, what you call it, library a lot.
The Citadel.
Yeah. It has to be recorded somewhere. It has to be.
Yeah.
So I would like to find
Sam to find out what his true name is.
Yeah. And then to tell Jon.
Yeah. That'd be interesting too. What did you think of the montage with Sam?
It was funny.
I think it went on a little too long.
Maybe. Yeah.
But it set it up
for what he does after the fact.
I liked how, he was stealing books the whole time.
I forgot that Jim Broadbent was going to be even on an episode.
I didn't even know Jim Broadbent was going to be. I hope he comes back. I heard his voice, and I'm like,
is that Jim Broadbent? Yeah. And I'm like, it is.
But the whole, like, the soup to the poop, was kind of like, okay, they're just, at one point it was just interchangeable. Yeah, it didn't matter which one was which.
Yep.
But I love that. Every time we open that,
just the gagging noise.
Because that's how I would be. And I'd probably throw up more. But it was great to see. I liked seeing him and Gilly working together.
Yeah.
Jorah.
Yeah.
With all of that. Like the
dragon. Yeah, literally when he sticks his hand out, he's like, is she here yet? And I'm like,
and did you, because that was in the preview, right?
I didn't catch it.
And in the extended ones that they showed, like that arm reaching out.
Yeah.
But I never thought that would be Jorah.
Yeah. I'm just where's that going to go?
It'll be interesting because I want to see him and Jorah start talking more and talk about, talk about Lord Mormont and, all of that and really kind of Sam understand who that is and try and help him.
Right.
And eventually, so the whites, right? The White Walkers.
Yeah.
So basically what happens is they're dead.
Well, sure.
But blood doesn't flow through their veins. So Beric Dondarrion.
Yeah.
Is a fire white. Cause he was raised by the, so Jon is a fire white.
Yeah.
But, so John's heart doesn't beat. He doesn't have blood. Like, what's happening here? Because,
he's a dragon.
And so, I think Sam and Jorah will kind of piece some things together.
Well, and that's where that would be perfect for him finding out who John really
is. And because I think, too, that Sam can help John bridge the gap with Daenerys.
Well, sure.
Like if Sam, gets to the point where the maesters say, hey, we need someone at Dragonstone. You need to go.
Right.
Because you know about the dragon glass and
the
obsidian and all that.
That was a cool visual effect when they get to the Dragonstone and the dragons flying around. I'm like,
oh God, that was beautiful.
I'm like, this is what it was like back, 1,000 years ago.
Except for
more
dragons.
Yeah. I'm like, just imagine a lot of dragons flying around that island.
But then seeing Littlefinger's knife or Tyrion's knife.
Yeah.
In the book was interesting. So that was cool.
It's an okay episode. It's an opening.
It set everything up. So we had
see in the trailer is not going to be all in this season.
No, I don't. I think you think it'll bleed over.
I think it's
going
to bleed over into the next one. I think that the stuff they had to shoot for the next part of the season, the second half, could say, has been shot, and they're just waiting for the winter stuff so they can shoot that.
So they can shoot the rest.
That's the war. Yeah. The war is going to be where it's like, a lot of that's going to be, real winter.
Yeah.
And that. So, we'll get to see some dragons burning some armies, but
I think at the end of this season, the last thing we'll see is the wall starting to crumble.
Yeah.
And it not falling, but starting,
right?
And then it'll open the season with the wall falling down for the final season, and then it'll be all
and then
out.
Jaime Lannister will become the Queen Slayer, and
I think he'll become the Queen Slayer. I don't think Cersei makes it through this season.
Oh, I think he'll take her out.
Yeah. I don't think she, like, I think he takes out her and Euron Greyjoy, who was amazing.
You think that
I loved
Arya
him.
Won't get?
No, I don't think Arya will get a chance to kill the Queen.
So. Maybe.
But Euron Greyjoy in this episode.
Oh, yeah. He's just coming in and doing joy, what he did. You know? Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not humble either.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I've got both hands.
Yeah. So I can do it with both hands.
Yeah.
You know, talking the, I loved watching you slicing people in half. And he's like, those were your kin. He's like, yeah, but you made it. You made it. There were too many people. Yeah,
there was already too many people around here.
His ship.
Yeah.
Is one of the most beautiful boats they've shown. Yeah. And they've shown some really cool looking boats.
It had a little bit of Nautilus to it. Yeah.
Well, with the Kraken there in the end. So,
well, and just the way it was built up.
So what do you think his priceless gift is?
I don't know. Tyrion.
So, see, I was thinking Tyrion too, but like, I'm thinking it's Olenna, the Queen of Thorns.
Ooh, maybe.
Because, you know, they need grain. They need that kind of stuff. Bringing her over to, like, you know, be like, okay, it's, there's no more House Tyrell.
Right.
You're all that's left. So you're done.
Maybe
does more for the three kingdoms that Cersei.
Well,
rules.
It's that whole argument that Jamie and her having
in
the war room.
Dude, that was so funny.
And that where it's like we need supplies.
But when she's like, I'm the queen of the seven kingdoms, he's like, it's three at best.
Yeah. 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 Let's snap you back into reality, sister.
Well. And he keeps wanting to talk about Tommen and, like, you know.
Well, right.
And she's lost it. She's the mad queen.
She doesn't care at this point.
Well, no. She has nothing to tie her to reality.
Yeah, they talk about that in the little after show thing that they did on there where, you know, she has nothing now.
But, man, that map on the floor is cool looking.
Oh, yeah, it looks cool. Yeah.
But, and I did like how they were like, well, Father, you know, Tywin has been training us for this our entire lives.
Yeah.
You know, this is the culmination of all the bullshit that they had to put up with.
But it's like she doesn't realize that not just those two were trained.
Right.
Tyrion knows all this stuff, too.
Yeah. And then
Tyrion's more ruthless than any of them. Yeah. I mean, he killed his father on a toilet.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. Think about that.
He murdered the woman he loves because she was banging his dad.
Yep.
You know, it's that kind of stuff that. You know, I know you were a little disappointed, and I've heard other people.
Well, and it's just the thing where I'm like, you know.
But that's why I'm excited for this, because
because it started out, like, fast.
Right.
And, you know, do that whole thing, and then it just slowed down.
I think
down,
the stuff with the Brotherhood, they spent too much time with the Brotherhood, with the farmhouse that the Hound came back to. That went on for a little too long.
It just showed the development of what the Hound is becoming.
Right. So. You know, he sees the flames. He reads the flames better than Melisandre.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the next episode. I think we're going to see more of the stuff at the wall with Bran.
Yeah.
I think Bran makes it to Winterfell relatively quickly.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think the stuff.
Like you
said,
they only have a limited number of episodes.
I think
to
the
do,
stuff so. In the north gets wrapped up. Like, not the war, but like the
consolidation. By the end
consolidation
of this
of power.
part of the season, it's going to be wrapped up by those seven episodes. The end of that, the North thing's settled, and you know,
The last season's going to be all in the North with
war,
the battle, but
right?
I don't think it's going to be seven episodes, and then you
but
know,
I think
that
John's strategy is right. You know, it's not Cersei doesn't matter,
right?
And, like, you know, that's where Cersei will screw up because nobody cares.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, yeah, from a certain point of view right now, Daenerys wants that throne. But when Jon explains to her what's coming, it's going to be all right.
Well,
let's go.
Because Daenerys spent the majority of her life building up the nations across the Narrow Seas.
Right, yeah.
She understands the greater good.
Yep.
Cersei's just a selfish jerk.
Right.
And, you know... And when Jaime turns on her, oh, that was the thing, is when he wanted to talk about Tommen, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, he betrayed us.
And he's like, what?
Well, he betrayed them in the way that, like, she brought the Faith Militant into play.
Right.
He fell for what the High Sparrow was saying.
Right.
Because he was a godly kid.
Right.
Like, he believed in the Seven more than anything.
Right.
And there have been plenty of kings who were godly men, you know?
But she didn't believe in any of that.
Well, no, she just believes in herself and Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
And even at this point, she just believes in herself. So yeah. I don't know. I walked away from this really excited for the season.
Oh, I look forward to seeing everything.
And
they
I was
do.
Okay with the way, because did you watched? No, Daryl watched the last two episodes right before.
Oh yeah, watching. I didn't watch any of them.
So I did my whole rewatch right. thing probably a little sooner than I should have, but you know, the way the last season ended, we needed this kind
oh,
of
yeah,
board
sure,
reset
yeah.
because it's a giant chessboard and we have all the pieces where they
well,
need
they
to
just,
be.
Well, they just needed
for
to
the
let
run.
People know it's been long enough between the two seasons
right.
that
well, yeah, because
you needed
that was the
an
other
episode
thing
where you were like, this is what happened.
Because normally
and
the
this
season's
is what's
done
happen.
At this
right.
point. Yeah. So, I mean, this is the first time it's been going on where Comic-Con is happening, like
right.
where they have actual stuff to bring to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think just the fact that, you know, like showing previously the way they did and then going right into this is that story, this yeah. is that story.
Yep.
It's like, okay, your previously's made a whole lot more sense than they normally do.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I look forward to seeing where it goes and who goes and who stays till the end.
All right, so let's do some
giant.
The giant
White Walkers.
Oh, that was so
I'm
great.
Like, hey.
Well, because, you know,
cool.
they were at Hardhome.
Well, sure.
You
yeah.
know, and up throughout the rest of the
oh,
North.
Yeah.
So,
I'm like, that'd be pretty
or
cool.
Or beyond the wall.
We need that Walking Dead Game of Thrones crossover.
I think the Walking Dead Walker or the Game of Thrones Walkers win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're mystical.
I just want to see Negan like see a giant and be like, holy shit, they got a giant.
Crap his pants. No, I'm really excited. For
well, you didn't see that. You didn't watch the finale yeah. of The Walking Dead. The tiger thing was like classic. Like Jeffrey Dean Morgan, like really did a good job of reacting
yeah.
to
oh, okay.
a fake tiger.
Yeah,
to the point that it was like it seemed believable.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, that's good. Yeah. So I don't know. That's my thoughts on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm just excited. I'm glad it's back. You know, it's one of my favorite current shows on TV right now. So
look forward to seeing who Arya kills next.
Yep. Lots of people.
They're
going to say she kills more people than.
When I liked it, people were like, you know, they were like, well, something happened with the phrase, but nobody knows for sure
well,
what happened with the
yeah,
phrase.
Like,
because the message hasn't
said,
been
yeah.
passed yet.
Well, because Jamie even said whatever happened up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like,
whatever
happened up
responsible
there.
For that.
Yeah.
So, because that girl doesn't know she's Arya Frey. She right. or Arya Stark. She didn't say she's Arya Stark.
Yeah.
You know?
But the North remembers.
The North does remember.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, on that note, you guys can find us at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. If you're listening to this in relative proximity to when we post.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll be back.
If not, you missed it.
Missed it. We'll be back next week. All right.
Have a good one.
Bye. The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. To stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.